The last Mishnah in Masechtas Demai, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches. Misha hayu le eser shuis shall eser kadayin. Someone who has 10 rows, each row has 10 barrels of wine. So he has them in like a square grid of rows of 10 in a square. Va'amar, and he says, shur hachitzena achas meiser. I want one barrel on an outer row of the square to be meiser. And he didn't designate which row it is and which barrel it is, and he was relying on Brera that he's going to select it later and it will be designated. But here it could be any which one of the outer rows of this square of 10 rows of barrels. So what does he do? Venya do a AZE, he doesn't know which one of the outer rows it is. So Naital Shtei Chavias Leichsan, he should take two opposite diagonal corner of barrels because the corners are touching two different outer rows. To the right and to the left of each barrel, from the corner barrels, there's each corner is touching two rows, and the two diagonal corners are going to be covering all four rows. And if he takes these two diagonal barrels, he'll know that he definitely took from the outer row that was referred to when he designated Meiser. And he should take these two barrels, put them together, and separate Trumas Meiser from these two barrels. One-tenth of the two barrels should go to Trumas Meiser and given to the Kain. If he said a different declaration, if he said, Chatzi Shura Hachitzena Achas Meiser, I want a barrel from a half of one of the outer rows. So now there's many more half segments on the outer rows. Ven Yedua Az, and he doesn't know where this barrel is that he designated now is. So what should he do? Naito arba chavius me arba zavius. He needs to take the four corner barrels. And by taking the all four corner barrels, each corner is touching two half outer rows. And by taking all four corners, he now has covered that he for sure took from every single outer half row. And he now takes Trumas Meiser, a tenth from these four barrels. Shur Achas Meiser, if he said that he declares that there's a barrel in one of the rows Meiser, not specifically an outer row, any which one of the rows of the square of 10 by 10, Vein Yidu Ezi, and he doesn't know where it is. So then Neitol Shur Achas Lechsen, he should take a diagonal row. He's going to have to take a full diagonal row, and that way he's going to have a barrel from every single row going up and going across. There's going to have been a barrel that he selected from every single one of the rows, and this way he for sure got the barrel from whichever row was that it was designated in, and he's going to take a Trumas Meiser, a tenth of all those barrels. If he said, Chatzi Shura Achas Meiser, a half of one of the rows, I took a barrel from somewhere within a half of one of the rows. So then, Vein Yedua Az, and he doesn't know where it is. Naital Shtei Shuras Lechsen, he's going to have to take the two opposite diagonal rows, making an X across his square. And this way, he's taken a barrel from every single one of the half rows, whichever way it is, across or left to right, or up to down. And he's covered, and he's going to have to now take off Trumas Meiser off of these 20 barrels. If he said Chavis Achas Meiser Ve'in Nidu Az, if he just said a very, very vague statement, one of the barrels within here is Meiser, and he doesn't know where it is now, so now he doesn't have any Eitza, any way to fix it, to minimize the amount of barrels. Rather, Naitol Mikol Chavis V'Chavis, he's going to have to take off the amount of Trumas Meiser off of every single barrel present in all 100 barrels. Hadron Olach Masechtas Demai Mazel Tov. Let us begin Masechtas Kilayim. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Kilayim prohibits planting of two different kind of species of plants together. However, it's only a problem when they're two different species, but if it's two varieties of the same species, or if they're close enough that Chazal said that they're enough in possibly even in nutritional value, close enough, these two different species, so then they were considered as one, and there was not a problem of planting them together. So the Mishnah lists a whole bunch of pair of plants that, although they're somewhat different, but they're close enough that there's no kilayim between these two pairs. Hachitim v'hazanunim, wheat And Zenunim, I'm going to translate based on the art school translation. I'm sure you haven't heard all the names of these different plants. Achitim vazenunim, wheat and zenunim is referred to here as darnel, which is a type of weed that grows in the wheat field. And they're considered similar enough, einan kalaim zebezeh, they are not kalaim when planted together. Hasa'er meshibel shul, barley and oats are similar enough, according to Chazal, that they're not kalaim when planted together. Va'kusmin va'ashifin, spelt and rye can be planted together. Hapul va'hasapir, a broad bean, that's a pool. A pool is a bean. Va'hasapir, which is a Nile cowpea, which is another type of bean. They're similar enough that they can be planted together. Hapurkidun va'teifach, the grass pea and the red grass pea, two different varieties that are allowed to be planted together. Upoa lavan usheuim, the white bean together with the hyacinth bean, these can be planted together. All these lists, einan kalaim zebezeh, they're not kalaim one with another, they're allowed to be planted together.